You listen to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast, and I'm joined by Birmingham Southern Head Women's Lacrosse Coach Emily Wett-Morgan. The Panthers are now 7-7 on the year, 1-3 in SCAC play. And Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coach, last night you guys closed out your first regular season at the helm of the Panthers, going into the tournament, earning the number 4 seed, have won 4 out of your last 7 games. Where is this team as you guys head into the conference championships?
Right now, this team is, we're on the right track, but we have small sections to fix. I think that this team has come together as a team, and we definitely have the ability to work as a team on the field, but there's aspects that we need to improve on, such as our transition game. Slowing down the transition is something that we need to work on, and you know, just being smarter with the ball. It's small things, but I think we're in a good position going into this tournament.
We're in the first year, Emily, of the first SCAC women's lacrosse season. Just talk about your thoughts of the SCAC league play and the excitement of having the opportunity to play for a conference championship.
I'm really excited to get this going. I know that the girls, they worked so hard to get to this point, and to be able to play in their first conference tournament, I know that they're thrilled, and I think it's a great opportunity, and this conference has great competition, and I'm excited to see where this has to go this weekend, but even years down the road.
Your Panthers team, Coach, is the second fewest turnovers in the SCAC. Just talk about the importance of possession and not turning the ball over, especially as we head into a tournament-type setting.
Possession is the key to a game, and I have told this team over and over again that possession will win games. Whether you have possession for 60 minutes of the game and you win 1-0, it comes down to possession and taking care of the ball and just being smart and not forcing or risking any opportunities and just making a bad decision, because when it comes down to it, having possession will be the determining factor at the end of a game. And I think it's one of the most important components of lacrosse. And I have stressed that more than I could ever explain to this team. And at times they get it, but at times they're not. And I think consistency will help when it comes down to the game of possession.
Coach, Chelsea Van Voorhis, Lindsay Griffin, and Ashley Johnson have combined for 115 goals for your team, 23 assists, 138 points, outstanding this season. Just talk about this trio, what they've meant to your group, and how you've seen them grow and progress throughout the season.
This trio has been phenomenal. Excuse me, has been phenomenal. They have worked so hard, and, you know, there's been games where one of them knows that they might be face guarded, so the other two have to step up. And it's not even just those three. I have 7 attackers that I know they can step up and get the job done. But these three have really grown together and know where each other is on the field, and they've really improved on their game by doing so. And, I mean, they've definitely helped us out in plenty of games, you know, coming in some clutch situations. And, I mean, it's going to be unfortunate to lose Ashley at the end of the season, and I know that other girls will step up, but those three right now, they're the ones to watch.
Coach, with the number 4 seed, as I mentioned, you draw the number 5 seed in Millsaps College. You played Millsaps just about a month ago, picking up the win 16-4. Just talk about what you take away from that game, what you guys learned, and what will be important to play well on Friday.
We took away from that game, I think, more than anything, consistency. And, you know, Millsaps is a growing program, and at times the girls can get caught up in, oh, their skills are not where ours are right now. But playing a smart game and being consistent is really what it comes down to, and never letting down, just thinking because you're up, you know, 9-3 or something. Any team can come back and fight back. No one ever gives up, and Millsaps isn't a team that's going to give up. And this team here at Birmingham Southern needs to learn that consistency and needs to understand that they can never let down, and they always have to keep working hard every second of the game and never get complacent, because once they get complacent, that's when teams come right back.
And finally, Coach, just talk about what the keys will be for your Panthers team to not only get the result you're looking for Friday, but if they want to have a chance to really make a run deep in this SCAC tournament, what do you guys need to continue to do well throughout the weekend?
Our team needs to continue to really work together as a team. We need to come right off the draws right away, and we need to get our momentum going. I think we need to be a first-half team and not just a second-half team, and these girls, again, it's that consistency with this team and the transition. Our transition at times can look great, and then at times not. So really for this team, it's going to be consistency and possession that's going to determine how far they get in this tournament this weekend.
Preparing to host the first ever SCAC Women's Lacrosse Tournament, Birmingham Southern head coach Emily Wetmore, again, the Panthers, the number 4 seed heading into the SCAC tournament, will play the number 5 seed Millsaps College Friday at noon to open up the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Tournament. Coach, thanks so much for your time and best of luck as you guys move forward.
Thank you very much.